the Deeb Pod, otherwise known as the Debrief Podcast.
With me,
the Steve.
Me, Tessa.
I'm Stevie. My name isn't Steve. I've just tried to make it a thing.
Yes.
For
Stevie's
10
been
years.
Really trying to make her nickname work, and I haven't got one either. And
I'd call you Cozy.
No, I don't make any like good Coats puns, you know?
Oh, yeah, okay.
I tried to get your Tessa Coats you've pulled, you know?
Oh, okay.
Really going, but welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. This week, we're going to talk about maybe the greatest week of your life. It's not. We're going to talk about Freshers' Week, because Freshers' Week is all different dates, but it's kind of around now.
Yes.
So you might be in it.
Not for all of you, but for some of you, it is coming up.
For some of you, it's coming up. For some of you, you're in the midst of it. And for some of you, it's already been, in which case I'm so sorry.
just saddle up and hang out with us anyway. So I didn't love Freshers' Fortnight. It was quite overwhelming.
Mm.
And I remember there just being like so many things to do, like this thing on the boat, like we had to go on a boat and then we had to do this. And there was like a cowboy comedy hypnotist. That's too many things going on.
Now, we went to the same university. What Freshers' Week was I at? I was obviously not at the...
Well, you were in the
occult one.
In the much more Christian college.
I was. So we had tossed the vicar.
Oh, she regrets it immediately.
I did regret it, because in my head it was like a fun throwing
like
a vicar
like
up and down.
Like a welly-wanging like you tossing the caber.
Yeah, tossing the caber.
Welly
not a welly-wanging. That sounds way more rude than toss
it's
the vicar.
Just throwing a welly as far as you can.
Oh, right, okay. That sounds way fun.
Yeah, in many ways, for something that sounds rude, it's the lamest of all the things.
The least rude thing
just
I can think of
throw your shoes as far as you can.
Throwing one shoe
throw
quite
one
far.
Shoe away. It's okay. So stupid.
That I found, I actually quite enjoyed Freshers' Week,
mm-hmm.
but the thing that I found very difficult was oddly, like, maybe actually it's not oddly, it's the first night. My parents said goodbye and left, and I sat on my bed and was like, what now?
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't know anyone here. I don't want to go next door and be like, hello, my name's... Like, I just don't want to do that. And everyone was... I could hear some people, like, laughing down the corridor. And it was like... And also, you know, some people do know each other already from, like, public schools and stuff. And I didn't go to a public school. And it was a very empty feeling. And then so I was kind of quite relieved when there was, like, someone came around and was like, okay, so we're all going for dinner now. And then at dinner, it was like, and we're all going to this. I was like, thank God, at least I have somewhere to be now.
Yeah,
and then halfway through,
dinner,
I was
you're
like,
oh. At least I have to eat this meal. And we all do.
Yes, I've got to get through this potato just like that boy over there.
Yeah, we're all just like that boy. Yeah, exactly.
That young boy.
Being told, like, and even if you just know that, like, at six, this activity happens, then you're like, this period in between is survivable because you know that there's something else. That we all have to do.
Yeah.
And actually going to like the talk, the compulsory talk, we're also...
Yeah, it's almost like a cloak of safety. You kind of hide behind all the inauguration things and all the kind of...
At least I just have to sit here, that's my job, and listen. I don't have to be thinking about like, where am I supposed to be?
I have to take notes. Also, what's a lecture? And like, where are all of my... Everything is too much.
It's such a mad time.
It's too mad.
It should be called like calmly unnesting or something, in which like it's like the most like cotton wooled experience in which everyone's
but a
like,
lot of people wouldn't respond well to that, because a lot of people want to go and get complete, like, first of all, because you go and get completely blasted, and I didn't actually... I know I did, but not really to the extent that I think I thought I was supposed to, because I just didn't really want to and I felt uncomfortable.
I think it just has this like mythology around it that everybody's having this amazing time.
Like spring break.
I bet
lots of people go to spring break in America and are like, oh, I just want to go home.
Yeah, so they have that, but they also are probably with their eight friends. At least if they have their friends there, and then they probably find out they hate, you know...
Spring.
And the breaks. Mexico and Sharon by the end of it, but like at least they went with some people, so it's that.
Yeah,
but you're also alone.
And
it's this thing of like, I remember for me it was like the first night, but we were taking to some, you know, awful club, and there were people in t-shirts off like Freps, the Freshers reps, who we were supposed to be like, they were our buddies to like look out for us. I remember people like really really dancing on the dance floor. I remember being like, well, I guess everyone knows each other.
Yeah,
like, I was like, and I remember feeling like, if I leave now, nobody knows that I've gone. And I did, obviously.
That's a weird feeling, yeah.
I
could go anywhere and no one would go, oh, where's Tessa?
Where's she
gone? No one knows who you are.
No, because no one knows who you are. And you're at this like, and you're at this environment that's not only that, but like also this insane like forced fun in which people are like throwing their arms in the air and everyone's like giving this off this like, we're having the best night of our lives.
And the alpha people are suddenly starting to couple up, not like romantically, just suddenly, there's like a group of friends.
The alphas are finding each other.
Yeah, suddenly there's alpha boys and alpha girls, and it's like, and that will be the same.
Yeah, and the good looking people are finding each other.
Yeah. And we're being quite negative about Freshers' Week.
Because it's awful.
I will bob in by saying I did enjoy it. Mm-hmm. We're going to go through some ways to help you navigate it, to help you survive it. And what better way to do that than by speaking to people, all people who've gone through it, all different people who have...
It is super fun. We are being very negative.
I've had some fun times.
Definitely, there were some hilarious times.
I also, that thing as well, which a lot of people have written and said, that you'll never see the people that you meet in Freshers' Week again. It's me and Tessa went to like a uni that was a college, so it was impossible not to see those people again. But also just as a separate thing, I actually did stay friends with the people that I met because there was this, because like the alpha people. Yeah, well, I'm not in
call
that
me
group.
Dan Carey.
I'm not the rugby group. I'm not a rugby lad. I'm not a rugby wag girl who are running after the rugby lads. Yep. I'm not someone that went to Eton so everyone knows each other. And I sort of moderately fun. So then you just sort of like find the people who are going, this is mad, isn't it? This is crap. And then you're like, yeah, it is crap. And then you're like, haha, make some hilarious comment. I actually would find people because in the university me and Tessa went to, everyone dressed very similarly in a sort of like quite posh way. Probably Tessa did as well because we didn't actually know each other at this point.
Oh my God.
Did you dress like a mad cat lady?
Oh, mad.
From
mad.
Like 1920s.
Also, crucial. Oh, like.
It's one or the other.
Honestly, bonkers. Like, you can't imagine how bonkers I looked.
Okay.
Because this was the first time for me I had ever. I know that you think I'm very posh, but like, but this is the first time I'd ever understood like that sort of like social climbing posh, or I went to a public school posh.
Yeah,
or, like,
and also then I'm a count posh.
I'm a count posh. No, I do know those. That's fine for me.
Well, then come on, mate.
No, obviously they're like, I'm a count, or like the smug posh.
Yeah,
that was something
trying
never,
to show everyone that they're posh.
Trying to show people you're posh because super rich people, like, people
they just buy an Hermes bag.
They're busy wearing their painting clothes and being like, I own half of Scotland, you know. But like, there's this new group who are like, oh, I went here and I did this, and like,
don't look like
same.
That.
So mad. Plus, I'd just been on my travels. I'd been on a gap year, so I was like, mad.
Yeah, also peak posh person. No, I understand count. I was just back on my gap year. It's like, right, I don't think you're
like,
quite
cool.
On the level, but
there
I'm
was
talking.
Like a cool gap year.
I thought
was
a gap year. I didn't know what gap year was when I went to uni, and I also thought Eton was a made up place. And the public schools were only in Enid Blyton films. And it's like, I was like the definition of what Southern people think Northern people are. And furious that I was. So there's basically to stop talking about ourselves purely and kind of broaden it out, is that when you arrive at Freshers Week, you will see groups forming, and that is terrifying sometimes for a lot of people. Those groups that form immediately, hey, if you're part of that alpha group, good luck to you, and thanks for listening. If you're not, better person, you're fine. You'll be the person who's actually quite a lot of fun to talk to. But also, you shouldn't be frightened because there's groups that form, and then there's everyone else, and everyone else are all in the same
boat. United in hating the alphas.
Yes, and also united in feeling like a misfit. United in looking around, being like, oh, I have to find a friend soon, otherwise I will have no friends at university. And that's not what actually happens.
Yeah, and.
At all. But the organised fun is the only way, really, to get to ensure that everyone is together in a room to have the best chance of chatting to each other and finding someone who's interesting and like you. And that could be... And also, like, looking back at uni as a whole, all the people did find their own people. So there were the quiet people that I don't know what they did, but they had a lovely time. A
lot of music.
Yeah.
Music and magic.
I thought you were going to go, mutes. Yes, the mutes who were into music and magic. Then there were, then there were the people who were really into music and like bands and things like that. Then there were the people who did like sports. And then there were the people that didn't really do anything, but just really loved like comedy or really loved theatre or really, like you just slowly, you have to trust that you will slowly find like-minded people, and it happens at different stages for everyone, but there'll be a lot of people really ramping their personalities up to 5,000 because they've decided that they are going to change because they were bullied at school and they are reinventing themselves.
Oh God, reinventions.
I'm not saying I wasn't that person, because I absolutely 100% was. Like, I was like, right, I've had a horrible time at school, the university is going to be better, and it actually, it was nice and I met people who were nice, but there'll be just people who are too much, and you'll feel that you're not good enough, or that you're not big enough and amazing enough. And also that whole big fish, small pond, small fish, big pond. There's a fish in a pond and there's some sort of phrase.
Sometimes you're a big fish in a small pond, yes, and then you have to leave that pond
and realize,
and you go back to being a small fish in a big pond.
Yes, and yeah, exactly. And then when all the lectures start, you go, oh my God, I'm just getting kind of normal marks and I used to be top of the class. Or I'm not at the place where I thought I was because now suddenly I'm with loads of other people who are interested in this.
Or I used to be quite good at netball and now...
I'm dreadful. That's my thing.
There's so many people here who you're on like England netball squad. Yeah.
The university team. Yeah, and you're like, oh God, well, I don't want to get up at 6 a.m. every day. I'm not doing that. I'll just also say something which was a tip from Bex Lindsay. Hello, Bex.
Hi, Bex.
Who said that in her first few weeks of uni, she was painfully homesick and nearly moved back home, convinced that she was the only person ever to feel like that, that everyone else was having a better time. And her dad said, stay a month. Everyone else feels the same, but stay for at least a month and then see how you feel. Mm-hmm. She didn't believe him. And then a while later, she chatted to her roommate and it turned out that her roommate had felt exactly the same. And everyone else was like putting on a brave face. Everyone felt so out of their depth. But if people just admitted that, the moment you, sort of like when we talk about networking, the moment you admit, God, this is a bit much, isn't it? Or like, how are you finding it? It's mad, isn't it? Then you'll find the people who feel the same as you.
Which is everyone, crucially.
But the people who are able to chat about it and aren't so deep into their shell, like the terrifying groups of alpha people who will never admit that Freshers Week wasn't the best year of their life. And maybe it was the best year of their life and the rest is downhill.
It's all downhill. I remember in the first week, I called my mum and... because she like wasn't there and she was so wanted it to be good. She so wanted me to be having a good time. And I was really aware, I can like see myself now like walking to dinner by myself. And like I was telling her like some sort of quite bleak thing that had happened, but in a quite funny way. And then she said, but are you having a good time? And like it was really, she really meant the question.
Yeah.
And I realized that like my whole life I'd never phoned her from anywhere, even when like things were awful, or I was always telling like it was always funny. Like I was always making it like this was fun or whatever. Like it was the first time in my whole life that I was like, and I lied to her and I was like, yeah. But it was the first time ever I'm not having a good time. And I didn't even know how to articulate that.
Yeah.
And I also,
you feel
know.
Bad. You feel guilty
you
as well. You spent a lot
so
of money.
Guilty.
Or it's just such a big move that you've moved away.
I couldn't believe that I wasn't any good at this. Like that. And I lied. And now I never. Now I would have. I have done enough of those sort of things to know that like you will get it. And it's just like it's overwhelming at the beginning, or whatever. But I'd never been in any kind of situation like that before.
Yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, I guess university isn't for me. And it felt like, well, this is what the next 3 years is going to be like.
Yeah, and it's so funny because it absolutely isn't. There's all these little phrases about Freshers Week, but I think everybody agrees that it's not a reflection of what the rest of university is going to be like.
No, absolutely
at all.
Not.
Like, it really isn't. You find
so
your
hard
groove.
To trust that.
Yeah, it's impossible. But if we repeat it enough to you, then hopefully you will have at least some perspective when you're going in and, you know, alone and feeling a bit like everyone else is doing, is having a great time. Yeah. It's ultimate FOMO as well. Like, you just think,
oh my God, it's beyond FOMO, because not only is it like, are other people at other universities having a good time because your school friends are talking?
That's true.
Should I have been in a different college?
And Facebook and Instagram and everything makes it even worse, because you look at your friend, your school friends who you're so safe with. They're at, I don't know, Leeds and you're at Exeter.
Oh.
And you're like, well, the Leeds one looks great. And look, she's already got another friend. She's in a photo with another friend.
My friend Louise got a new friend called Tessa. And I remember being like,
No. That's horrible. Yeah. At least I'm called Stevie, so that could never happen. The one benefit of having a man's name. On a more practical level as well, Charlotte Davy, hello Charlotte, has said, which I think is very good, buy a wedge to keep your door open.
Yes.
And make everyone tea when you arrive, or have something in your room that you can offer people. Mine was cigarettes. Sorry, Mum. But I also had really good like coffee as well, and a little coffee maker. And because my mum had been like, have something for your friends that you make. And I was a bit like, yeah, all right. Good Lord, I'm not going to have any friends, and I'll have these cigarettes. So I'll smoke them all myself.
Over here,
I don't smoke now, by the way. And don't as well. That's not really a tip for freshers. That's a tip for life. Please don't stop smoking. But have something useful that you can be like, oh, do you want to come back to my room for, I don't know, like coffee or biscuits? Oh, amaretto was something that bonded me and another girl. She had lovely Di Serono amaretto, and I'd never tried amaretto before, and it was like she was 2 years above and from America, and she was just this exotic creature. And then I had it, so then that's how I made friends, being like, hey, I've got some amaretto in my room. Do you want to get an amaretto and some ice? And we'd like joke about how like fancy we were being. And you're like, have something that bonds you with potential friends. That's a very, very good.
And I think the door thing is such a huge thing.
Yeah.
Where's the door in? Because they're probably those big fire doors that are big and heavy.
Yeah. And people walking past will just look in and you'll be like, hello.
And then
that's how it starts.
And put their head in the door. Yeah. Wedge your door open.
Yeah. Ugh. A lot of people have said, don't talk about your gap year unless asked.
Yep, 100%.
And I think I agree with that because so many people talked about their gap year to me. It became a joke. And also, it's fascinating how little people care about what you've done without them for a year. They don't know you. So they're certainly not interested in your holiday. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
I'll tell you who was absolutely cleaning up was this girl who'd gone to the Arctic.
That's okay.
So already,
talk about your gap here. You've gone to the Arctic.
The Arctic.
That's the only place.
And a girl in her group, but in the group in the other group, had been eaten by a polar bear.
Okay. Right. You've got an absolute cracker of a story. So tragedy.
If your bar isn't there for a good tale about your gap here, no thank you.
That's a really great barometer. Will it match or be better than you went to the Arctic and one of your company got eaten by a polar bear?
People's faces? Like, can you imagine the face?
Like, gap here, great. What?
Because it's written, or I actually don't know if gap years have quite the same stigma as life that they did.
But they did. It's not just for rich people, but I'm sure there still is.
And the way they are, they're absolutely like just like evident in everything about them.
Yeah, they're not wearing shoes. They've got a Moroccan throw pinned to their wall,
and then another one around their body,
and a lot of sort of like wicker,
and something questionable pierced.
Something questionable pierced, a tattoo, and their tanned.
And a weird a hair piece that like...
A toupee. They're bald when they're wearing a toupee. You know when you've been in a gap year.
I've been on a gap year, I've got a toupee. No, like a horrible thick braid like with
some
wax
sort of
in.
Braid, yeah.
They're like, it doesn't come out because I got it in China.
Don't be intimidated if someone else brings it up as well, because you didn't need to do that. I didn't do one and I was fine. I just was amazed at the amount of tribal tapestries that people had.
Like,
I didn't realise that was a thing. Like, yeah. I'd had my Che Guevara poster, my
Did you have a Che Guevara poster?
Yes, and the Scarface poster, and the poster from Friends, the Tournée de la Chatte Noire one, the cat. Oh, yeah, the cat.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. So go to the poster sale.
Buy that.
Buy
everyone
the
will know you're a student.
Yeah, otherwise how will people know in your student halls that you're a student? But, like, go to the poster sale. You're all going to get the same posters, and that's absolutely fine.
Also, I'd say do go to the Freshers' Fair. I think lots of people say
Freshers'
don't.
Fair.
But keep your expectations at a manageable level, because when you see Chocolate Society, Harry Potter Society, in your head, it's so much better than what it is. And what it is maybe twice in 4 years, three girls will go into a room, eat a flake and say, I like flakes. I like twirls. And then leave. And the Harry Potter Society will be, you'll never see them again. And you'll get maybe one email saying that the Goblet of Fire film was quite good and they might do a screening and then they don't. That's what it will be. Like, don't sign up to lots of things.
Sign up to everything.
And just for humans, don't pay. Thank you, yes. Don't pay any money.
Sign up. Do not join anything.
You can unsubscribe.
I was in societies for the whole time. That
yeah,
I never
was in Chalk Sock. I was in Film Sock.
I loved Film Sock.
I was in like the Ladies Society at one point, which was like, I don't know how that is. But there's some fun things. Like, I got loads of free USBs. That was good.
Yeah.
Also, you get some like nice wall planners, posters. And also, there might be something that genuine, like when I was at uni, I was quite late to the game, but I kind of really enjoyed doing the drama, the plays and things like that, but it was just very separate to what I was doing with my degree. But that turned out to be where I met most of my closest friends that I now speak to. And also, like, the extracurricular stuff, like, is actually part of what uni is. I look back at uni, and unless you're doing something like engineering or incredibly vocational, in which case, of course, that's a real stepping stone. But a lot of people don't know what they want to do, so we'll pick something that they're like, well, maybe this. And obviously work really hard at your degree because you don't want to fail, but do pay equal attention to the stuff that isn't your degree. And the Freshers' Fair is like a really nice way to start. It's awful. Like, you're not gonna leave being like, oh, that was life changing. It doesn't change anything.
No, but I think
a bit of fun.
You just sign up to everything, like try
get a good
to
measure
all the
of what
days,
the uni's like
try stuff out, go to all the things, even the stuff you've never heard of, like underwater polo or like with no horses. And
I wish you had one reference that wasn't posh.
Underwater There was one of those at Durham. It's like, it's just getting a pool and throwing a ball around.
Okay. On a horse.
No horses. chess, maybe chess, or like, I don't know, I'm trying to think.
There'll be something that you know you like.
Also, about saying it's not life-changing. The actual day won't be, but I followed a boy. I had no interest in the drama society. I thought it looked like absolute bellends. I thought it looked super...
Thanks. Tessa was in the year below me, so she was talking literally about me.
Running the store.
Hi, what a bellend. Okay,
yeah, I just thought everyone looked like really nerdy, and they were like, we did all these productions. And I was like...
Can you stop? I'm joking.
It was Stevie handing out the leaflets. Anyway, I thought it looked super boring, and I didn't want to do it at all. And then sort of a month in, I followed a boy I really fancied. I was walking down the hill, and he was coming up with like a gang of girls behind him. And I was like, oh, where are you going, boy I'm in love with? And he was like, I'm going to an audition. And I was like, oh, me too. And then I followed him just so I could sit with him outside.
Great.
It's a streetcar named Desire.
Were you Blanche?
No, it was not. I was a glorified stagehand and I had no lines. I came on in the dark and shouted, fresh eggs! While I had to change two props around. And I had to shake a blanket to show the change from day to night. And then my only job was to leave.
Hang on.
I had to move the blanket somewhere else.
Okay.
To like show that like things were messed up or whatever.
Yeah,
these are them.
It's sort of exactly like in life, you often are not best friends with the people you work with. You're often friends with the people that you hang out with after work or
that you
through
find,
something else.
You will probably find hobbies or clubs or societies that you did not know that you were interested in.
Oh, absolutely. Another thing, which I think is very useful, Matt Johnson, who is
Hello, Matt Johnson.
A lovely guy. He says, if you remember their name, they will love you forever. And that's such a good... thing, but it's so difficult to remember people's names. So Gabriella Was says a snazzy tip if you don't remember their name, which you won't, is to when you see them, to ask them to find themselves on your Insta or Facebook, to like add them as a friend.
So
then you'll be able to see what they are, unless their Instagram name is like Big Cat Face, and then you're like, is your name Catherine or?
This is no help. Do I have to work backwards from this code?
Why are you called Brian?
Yeah, that's a
youth.
I remember watching the comedy cowboy hypnotist in this big hall.
Yeah.
And remember thinking to myself, imagine knowing all these people's names.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's the most unbelievable task in the world. And by the end of the year, I knew all of them and their surnames and things about
them. Oh, that's nice. I was going to say, like...
I
never did. Suze Kempner says, wear a fun jumper and always look surprised when people comment on it. I like that.
Oh, that's very good.
Because it's a talking point, isn't it? Oh, I did go like too mad, but if you have like something quite fun, then that is, that just breaks the ice. Because all you need is like one sentence to break the ice and then you're having a normal conversation.
I was always just running around breaking the ice with like the maddest stuff.
Don't doubt that.
I just said the most bonkers things to people.
Do you have like animal facts or something?
Oh, I just would always like comment on whatever's in the room, but like in an insane way.
French.
Yeah, I'm mad. It's a miracle I had any friends.
That's not nice to say about yourself and not true.
I think I was more crackers than you give me credit for.
No, I don't doubt that. But... because in Freshers Week, there are so many, like, get a wristband and get, like, free drinks if you get there early. Or get, like, do all of the things. Squeeze as much free stuff as you possibly can. And do things like, I mean, I'm not encouraging anyone to drink, but if you are, absolutely buy some stuff from a shop and pre-drink and then go out. Mm. Like, that's what, if you don't have any money, that's, like, how you survive.
Yeah.
How you have a nice time.
Mm. They don't need those tips. Those will become immediate osmosis by the group.
Of
group
course,
mind.
But I'm just letting
maybe
it out.
Maybe you guys
there.
Can be the people to tell it.
Please, yes, spread
we'll,
that.
We'll start it.
Please spread that. Let me see. Someone says, Daisy Buchanan says, don't get a tattoo in the first week just because your new friend that you don't really like that much has peer pressured you into finding the local tattoo parlour. Don't do that.
Oh my God, has she got a tattoo?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, yes, that sounds like someone,
certainly
that sounds
like
a woman
it.
Who's got a tattoo. That is terrifying.
Lord, no. Listen to that. Listen to your heart if your heart is saying, oh, no.
Don't get a tattoo. Talking of listening to your heart as well, you don't have to go to everything.
No.
So I'd say there's a balance between go to as much stuff as you can because that will... You'll just
and
put you in front of
in.
People. Remember that everyone has gone, oh, no one wants to go to a party with literally nobody they know. Like, no one wants to do that. Yeah. But you're all doing it and everyone's making an effort. So people will be way friendlier in Freshers Week than they will be when you're meeting them in like halfway through third year and they've already got their own friends. There's definitely a darker side to Freshers Week, which is like, because with heavy drink and parties and things like that, there's a lot of like bad stuff happens sometimes, like a lot of people taken advantage of, a lot of like people being in situations, you know, I mean, I was joking about Sluts and Slags party, but I also wasn't joking, like that can be an environment that's really not nice, and if it's not your thing, don't go. Like, you don't have to go. I actually didn't go to the House of Slags party where you dressed up as animals because I just was like, I don't want to go to a party at the House of Slags. Like, what the hell is that? It looked gross. It was just like lots of topless guys and girls wearing nothing. And you're like, well, this is,
tell
this
them
is not
what
my
you
vibe.
Went as to it, to you.
A UN peacekeeper. And I wore a suit.
Unclear, unreferenced,
and
unexplained.
Then in fourth year, I held, in honour of that, a Slut, Slags and UN peacekeepers house. Everyone came as a UN peacekeeper. And then I went dressed as a bee. I don't know why I did that either. I had like an outfit. I was like, well, it's my party, so I guess that's what I'm going as. But
the thing to conform, the like, oh, we have to look quite sexy. There's a lot of like, it's an animal party, but like the amount of people in like a
sexy
leopard
cat.
Pink bikini, a sexy cat.
No
a
one
sexy,
goes like, as like a mollusk.
No. And guys, get that trend out there.
Yeah.
Be a barnacle. You're right. People don't go as like an animal. They are a sexy animal or whatever the theme is. They've like tried to make it cool. And,
if
like,
that's not your thing,
the rise of the alpha group. So I think if you find yourself, and this is a real like a very likely situation that you find yourself possibly with one of the boys of the alpha group. And you've, for whatever reason, smashed your UN peacekeeper's outfit and are suddenly being a real
hitter. You're suited and booted to do your humanitarian efforts.
And you get garnering a lot of traction at the party.
I didn't.
Of course, like, you probably did. But now there's a lot of attention that you're not normally getting from like the good-looking boys or the alpha group. You're like, oh my God, I want to be part of this group. And then there's a lot of like, your brain is like, okay, I don't really want to be in this situation, but like this seems like a good idea. Yes, I'll kiss this person. Like, yes, I'll sort of go down a route that maybe you wouldn't want to do because of this, like, oh, well, they're the cool group.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, I'm doing this to like, sort of like...
This is what you do in Freshers' Week.
This is what you do in Freshers' Week.
Like, it's not.
No.
It's not.
Don't
it doesn't
think
have
you
to
need
be.
To do any of those things.
I didn't kiss anyone in Freshers' Week.
Ever.
I've never kissed anyone.
No, I didn't kiss anyone. But like, I think that was not... That was not
no
for
one
me
wanted to kiss
no,
me.
No one wanted to kiss me. No.
I was dressed as a UN peacekeeper.
And I was absolutely desperate to be kissed. No one kissed me either.
Oh, so like, I'd kiss you.
Oh, thanks. Mm. But like, I think...
lose yourself because
don't
you are
you
reinventing yourself.
Things.
You're in a new city. Everyone is reinventing themselves. Everyone's going crazy. You don't have to do that as well.
And I think it's that sort of thing that like, a bit like having the tea in your room, having like slept with someone early on or like done something like that is like an immediate like now we can talk about something to the other people. Like you're like,
yeah,
oh,
I've got some gossip,
and so you're
and
like
it's me,
and people know. Then you're like, oh my goodness, like ladder Jerry and that UN peacekeeper went home or whatever. Like now we can all talk about it. Now you've like you feel like you're part of something. And so like just like those logical steps are not helpful. Like do not listen to that voice.
If anything, I positioned myself quite early on as someone that would like, I did put it away in terms of the old alcohol, but I also would position myself as like, as helping people who had done that. So like someone being like, oh, I just snogged him and I'd be the one who'd like talk to them about it and be like, it's okay. Like, listen. And then you're immediately, you've got a role, you are part of something,
mother,
but you're not snogging someone. Or why do I say snogging? Like it was like the 1950s.
Well, because I think it is snogging because it's like...
It's not real. It's not like
it's not
actual
real,
passional
it's just
loss,
like doing
is it?
Something at a party
that
feels as like less scary than having a conversation. A bit like when you sit down to listen to the fire talk, you're like, oh, thank God, I'm just talking. I'm just sat and listening for a while. You're like, oh, thank God, we're kissing for a bit. At least I've got 2 minutes
of
this.
Conversation.
I've got a break for
and say
2 minutes.
What I got on my A-levels.
No, exactly.
No one cares about where you got on your A-levels. That's the other thing as well.
Don't care about that. But the last thing on the kissing thing is that a friend's younger brother was going off to university and I was saying to him, like, you do... And he was being like, let's, in a jokey way, but he's a very nice boy. But
you can joke about it, but it's still a thing.
But he was joking, but he was also very serious. It was about like, I'm going to kiss everyone. Like, you got to do it first day. And I was like, no, you don't.
You don't.
Stop that. And then his older brother, who's quite serious and quite like smart, he's an engineer, like leaned in and was like, no, she's serious, Harry, don't do it. That's how I got called Sleazy Ed for a year.
Oh, God.
So I was like, it made me laugh so much. I was like, yes, this
is
what happens.
That's true. There's a guy called Ed oh my God, I remember the same one, wasn't. There's a guy called Ed who was like a rugby guy, in the fact that he was in the rugby team, and he got his balls out to, we were on the way to do a tour around Durham Cathedral. It was like 2 p.m.
Why did he do that? Still
drunk from the night before, mate. Look, I've got a bollock out. And then he was just the guy that got his balls out church like for like 3 years. And that was fine because he was like an alpha guy. So he didn't, but it was still like, I would not ever give him any respect. I just, it was like, mate,
no, don't
balls?
Do it.
Why did you
make
do
make yourself
that?
The much safer position of just gossiping about those people
rather
than being the source
or helping
of
them
it.
Out, putting their balls away.
Pop that ball away, please.
Pop that ball away, please, Edward.
So my just practical things were about packing and saying, like, do not bring a million things. You don't need them. Like, it's not the moon. Like, you...
Yeah, bring, like, you know, a great array of clothes, but don't stop bringing, like, trinkets from your house.
No,
or,
like, just don't... I know it feels like the hugest, like, upheaval and you want all your things and all your pictures and everything. Like, just, I mean, I absolutely bring them, but, like, do not panic. And this is not the end of the world. And you will be home again in, like, 3 months, like, if you have forgotten something.
Yeah.
It is not the moon. It feels like such an expedition, but do not make it one. And also, like, the practical things, like, just go out and get one. Like, and you can get it really cheap. Whatever it is, it's probably in Poundland. Like, don't
panic
about
that. Oh, that's a great tip of just being a student, isn't it?
It's probably
in Poundland.
It's probably in Poundland. And that will become your spiritual home.
Oh my God, it still is.
Get your books secondhand. Don't freak out about that book list.
Oh, yeah.
And half of them you honestly won't need. So
yeah,
it feels like
you
all like trot off to like student Waterstones and spend like half a million pounds.
Well, you can like share some ones. Like, there's like really, really big ones.
Well,
that's like a nice starting conversation with someone being like, did you buy that? Can I borrow it? Good Lord.
Yeah, that's a good way in to become Thieving Stevie, as she's popularly known.
I borrowed everyone's.
My very last one is get a job somewhere fun. So go and get a job. And
That's a great tip.
While you're there, but do it in like the college bar or at the uni halls.
College bar is a great job to get because I worked in college catering, which wasn't quite the same. I was just serving people.
And what did you get moved off?
What did I get moved off?
You weren't allowed
tray
to do
bakes.
It anyway. Yeah, tray bake.
Because I got obsessed with them and also because kept counting them wrong. Fun job in like if you don't have a college bar, the SU bar or bars that are around that loads of the students are going to. I think that's like a really fun job to have.
I went and worked in a local bar, a local pub called the Fighting Cocks that had a disco every Friday and Saturday night, which was a lot of fun, but was not necessarily helpful to my student experience.
No, you met a lot of like old men who were really up for it.
A lot of fun.
Men. Fun.
It's been a lot of time in prison, and I've made some good pals there. I don't see them a lot.
To where the action is and get a job there.
Yeah, stay where the other people are, for God's sake. Like, and then your job doesn't feel like just something you do for money that takes you away from your friends for however many hours of the day. It's like, this is the thing I do and I'm still part of it.
And your friends can come drink there. Another nice job is, because the only bad thing about bar job when you're at uni is sometimes the hours are just difficult to balance. Cafe jobs in the day, like there'll be so many coffee shops, tea shops, juice bars, like things that at the weekend you can work Saturday, Sunday, and again friends can come in, you can be like the girl with the discounts on the fun smoothies. Yeah, that's a really nice idea. And then also other people working there will also be students, so you'll make student friends.
And you'll make
student
friends.
That's a great idea.
Exactly.
So hopefully that was helpful for Freshers Week. It's basically just don't panic. Everyone else
feels
the same.
Remember that everyone is feeling exactly the same.
You don't have to do, it's got such a bad rep, Freshers Week. You don't have to do the stuff that you think you have to do. There'll be so many people that you'll think that everyone stayed at that club and you're the only one leaving. Half of them have already left.
Sneaking out home.
You haven't noticed because you didn't know them. Just like no one knows you.
Exactly.
So it's absolutely fine.
And that's not something that ever crossed my mind when I was stood there. I really
felt
like
that you've gone. Feels weird, but it's actually a positive. It means you can just do whatever you like.
Yeah. Yeah, and try and think
good
of
chocolate.
Yourself not as like, oh, I'm the only one. Try and look around to be like, who else here is having a tough time? And like, try and,
be a support. And don't try and fit in with a group just because you think you should. Look around and see the people that are like you.
Yeah.
The people that are doing the same things that you like to do. And you don't need to be part of that alpha group. And also that there will be a sporty laddie group and they will be awful. And that's literally every university has them. And you just have to navigate your way around that. But also, it's really fun and it's really exciting.
You're going to have such a fun
time. You will have like great memories.
Yeah. And don't panic that fun isn't happening immediately because it is coming.
It's coming, baby.
Winter
is coming.
It'll come when you least expect it.
But if you have If you have any tips about Freshers' Week or anything you wanna tell us, tweet me at Stevie M. The S is a 5. That's beautiful, isn't it?
That's so nice.
Thanks. I didn't expect that to come out of my face.
And yet, mine is at Desa Coates. Go on, do one for me.
The T is a T. Oh, it was awful, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Tessa Coates.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's a bit of power there, bit of emotional power. Email us, podcast@thedebrief.co.uk. I'm so sorry, I haven't replied to many emails, but I sat down the other day and I did reply, and now we're going to check it regularly.
We didn't know that anyone would write to us.
I did literally thought no one would, and you have.
And so we didn't know.
And we've got some great ideas for future podcasts as well, so thank you so much for all of those. Keep them coming in. Have a lovely week, and see you next time.
See you next time. Thanks for having us.
Bye.